那我们先看第一段哈，我们上次有提过，稍微做一个复习。
So let's look at a section, the first part of the section. Last time we study, and let's do a review.
啊，我们信耶稣不只是一个观念上的改变而已。
Believing in Christ is not just a change and transformation of our concept.
啊，信耶稣第一个改变就是我们跟神的关系改变。
The first transformation when we become a Christian is our relationship with God has changed.
那第二个改变就是我们跟教会的信徒的关系改变。
A second transformation is our relationship between us and our members.
那信徒的关系会改变是因为主耶稣在我们当中。
And the reason that our relationship with members will transform is because Christ dwell among us.
所以第八节，我体会耶稣基督的心肠。切切想念你们众人。
Therefore, in verse 8 it says, For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with my affection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的心肠就是怜悯的心。
So it says, the affection of Jesus Christ, it also means the mercy of Jesus Christ.
就是爱的心。
It's the love of Christ.
那这个心充满着保罗。
And this love fell in the heart of Paul.
所以他就会去想念神所爱的弟兄姐妹。
So it compels Paul to think of the brothers and sisters in the church.
对，不是亲戚，也是朋友，但是他常常想念他们。
These are not relatives but friends, but he long after them.
所以在第七节，你们常在我心里面。
So you are constantly in my care and my heart.
所以一旦有基督的爱
So once you have the love of Christ,
好像父母爱孩子
Just like parents love the children.
不论走到哪里，我们都会想念
No matter where we are, we will always think of them.
这个是没有时间空间的限制
This is not limited by the time and space.
所以在保罗下到监牢里面，他的心还是一直在想念腓立比教会。
So even when Paul was put in prison, he still thinks of the members in Philippians.
那我们被神的爱充满。
So when we are filled with the love of Christ,
那我们会想念神所爱的弟兄姊妹，就是教会。
We will think of the members of the Christ, which is church.
那这是我们喜乐的来源。
And this is the source of our joy.
那保罗为腓立比教会感谢神。
So Paul gave thanks for the church of Philippi.
而且这个感谢是充满着喜乐的。
And this thanksgiving is filled with joy.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为保罗爱他们。
Because Paul loves them.
当保罗看到他们灵性有成长，保罗非常的喜乐。
And when Paul sees that the growth of their spirituality, and he is filled with joy.
好像父母看到孩子很长进，这个父母就非常的安慰。
It's like when parents see their children begin to advance and mature, and they feel comforted.
所以当我们爱一个弟兄姊妹，看他的灵性在成长，这就是我们的喜乐。
So when we see a brother and sister that begin to grow in spirituality, it gives us a tremendous joy.
那我们怎么知道腓立比教会的信徒灵性在成长？
So how do we know the members, the spirituality of the members in Philippi is growing?
第五节说，从头一天到如今，他们同心合意兴旺福音。
Because in verse 5 it says, the gospel has been growing from the first day until now.
就是对做圣工很有使命感。
Because they feel that there's a sense of mission when it comes to doing the work of God.
这个就是成熟。
And this is a sign of maturity.
因为做圣工有压力，有责任。
Because when we do in holy work, there's a responsibility and there's a stress.
很多人不希望这个压力，不希望这个责任。
Many people does not want to take up this responsibility and take up this stress.
但是从信耶稣第一天，他们就对神的工作很有负担、使命。
But from the first day they believe in Christ, they have this sense of mission and have this sense of responsibility.
那第二个就是他们同心合意。
And second is that they are all united in one heart.
这是他们的灵性进步才能够同心。
And this all can be attributed to the maturity of their spirituality. That's why they are able to unite in one.
所以保罗看到他们这个灵性的情况保罗就很喜乐。
So when Paul was able to see the state of their spirituality, he was filled with joy.
那保罗的爱不只是这样这第九节就是保罗为他们祷告。
And this is not just this is not the extent of Paul's love. We can see that how he prayed for them.
那保罗祷告什么
？What did Paul pray for？
就是他们爱心能够在知识见识多。
so that their love will abound, their love will abound in faith, in knowledge.
到最后就是神的名可以得到荣耀。
And at the end, that the name of God will be glorified.
啊，那这些基督徒啊，能够结满仁义的果子。
So that these Christians will bear the fruits of a faith, righteousness.
也就是说，生活中有很好的表现。
In other words, that they can have a good conduct in their daily lives.
那从十二节一直到二十节
from verse 12 to verse 20,
在保罗在提到他信耶稣为福音来受苦。
Paul mentioned about when he suffered for because of believing Christ.
那他因为这样得到喜乐。
But because of this, he received much joy.
那这个让我们想到一件事情。
This enables to think of something.
有时候我们人把好跟不好就是要不要受苦来做标准。
Sometimes we will simply define good or bad as whether we suffer or not.
都不要受苦就是要做好。
Sometimes we will simply define that as long as we don't suffer, it is good.
受苦就是不好。
If we suffer, then it's bad.
这个是世界上一般在判断的标准。
This is a criteria that people in this world would use to judge.
但是我们在信仰上，我们常常发现受苦是喜乐的来源。
But in terms of our faith, we will often find that suffering becomes the source of our joy.
因为人活着需要有一种意义。
Because when we live, we must have a meaning in this life.
有时候我们在想深一点哦，每一天活得很舒服，但是也没有什么目标，这个到底有什么意义？
Sometimes we might live a wonderful, a comfortable life, but without meaning. And then what's the purpose of this?
那有时候头脑比较发达，你就觉得很苦恼。我天天这样活着要做什么？
Sometimes we have this all this knowledge in our head, and we think we will ask ourselves, why are we living this earth?
所以要满足我们这个头脑理性上哦，就感觉到活得很有意义，一定要有一个目标。
So to satisfy our knowledge and our understanding, we must have a purpose and goal in our life.
那这个目标一定要跟神连上关系。
And this purpose must be coincide with God.
因为任何一个人生目标跟神没有关系都是空的。
If any life goal or purpose has no relation or correlation with God, then it is empty.
这个都好像花跟草。
This is like a flower and grass.
不要想它凋谢，你一直在欣赏那个时刻很好。但是你想到凋谢，你发现这朵花的价值也是暂时的。
Now, when they are in full bloom, you think they are beautiful, but you don't think about when they wither. Then you can see that their value is only momentary.
那最有意义的生活方式就是为着神的工作来受苦。
So the most meaningful lifestyle is to suffer for the work of God.
所以我们来看十二节到二十节。
So let's look at from verse 12 to verse 20.
十八节。
18.
这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
What then? Only in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
所以当保罗看到他受苦的结果是让福音传开，神的国能够兴旺，他就感觉到非常的安慰，非常的喜乐。
So, when Paul see that the result of his suffering that enabled the gospel to be preached and the kingdom of God to be expanded, that gives him tremendous joy.
因此在受苦当中，他不但不会埋怨，他充满着感谢。
So during the time of suffering, he does not complain, but he only gives thanks.
所以如果我们看到我们的受苦是有意义的。
So if we look at ourselves, if our suffering is to be meaningful,
但这种苦不需要埋怨，因为是有价值的。
And this type of suffering, we don't need to complain because it has its meaning and it has its value.
那要埋怨的就是我们受苦，但是没有意义。
But what we need to complain is when we suffer without meaning, without cause.
也不是埋怨了，就需要再深入的去思想。
Let me rephrase that. We should not complain, but we should need to reflect the purpose, the meaning of this.
那保罗的受苦到底产生什么结果？
So the affliction and suffering that Paul has received, what did he achieve from that?
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄，我愿意你们知道，我遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
That What I have encountered is to enable the furtherance of the gospel.
就是他被下到监牢这一件事情，最后的结果是让福音兴旺。
So it's that he's referring to the matter he was put into a prison, and the end of this matter is that the gospel can be further.
那怎么会这样呢？
So how is that so?
哦，就是十四节
，verse 14。
哦，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
In verse 14, it says, most of brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
那因为保罗传福音传到被下到监牢。
So because Paul has been preaching the gospel to the extent that he was put in jail.
好多人受到感动。
And many people were touched and moved.
如果保罗能够传到不顾生死被下到监牢，那我们不是要更认真吗？
Now if Paul can preach the gospel to the extent that he was put in jail, shouldn't we work even harder?
所以他的受苦感动很多人，就更努力传福音，福音就传开了。
So his affliction touched many people, and they moved these people to preach gospel. So gospel was widespread.
那保罗就因为这样非常喜乐。
So because of this, Paul has much joy.
那这个过程叫做流泪撒种。
So this process is called sowing the seed in sowing the seed in tears.
这个结果叫做欢呼收割。
And the result is to harvest in joy.
所以诗篇里面这一句话在保罗的身上其实是就应验了。
So this really this psalm was fulfilled in Paul's life.
好，所以我们在四月吧会有灵恩布道会。
So in April we will have a spiritual convocation.
大概还有五个月的时间，四个月的时间。
We have approximately 4 months away.
我们大家来为这件事情来想想看，我们能做什么。
Let us all reflect upon what we can do with this upcoming spiritual convocation.
我们如果有投入，一定到最后的结果是喜乐的。
Now, if we put in the effort, we know at the end we will reap with joy.
那十五节哈。
Now, verse 15.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有说传于好意。
So some preach gospel, preach Christ from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill.
就是说做圣工啊，每个人动机不太一样。
In other words, that everyone have a different motive when it comes to doing God's work.
有的动机是出于爱神。
Some out of the love for God.
有的动机是出于自己的原因。
Some out of their own self-will.
但是十七节。
But verse 17.
这等人传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，要增加我的苦楚。十六节。
16.
但那等人这等人是出于爱心，为辨明福音设立的。所以这两种人动机不太一样。18节。
18.
那这有何妨呢？或者假意或真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了。
So here say there are two motives for preaching the gospel, but in verse 18, Paul stated that either way, the gospel is been preached.
所以为了这样，保罗觉得很喜乐。
And because of this, Paul was overjoyed.
然后我们看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
二十一节，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
这个保罗对人生的结论跟所罗门不太一样。
So here we can see that the conclusion that Paul has concluded from his life is very different from Solomon's.
所罗门人生的结论在传道书是虚空。
Now the Solomon's conclusion of life in the book of Ecclesiastes is that everything is vanity.
但是保罗对人生的结论说，我死了就有益处。
But however, Paul said that when I die, I die with gain.
死就是人生的结束。
Now to die is to the end of our life.
这是有益处的。
And this is beneficial.
这句话是相当的重要。
And this word is very important.
那这为什么人生结论都不一样？
Now why do they have such a drastic conclusion of life?
因为这两个人生活内容不太一样。
Because the contents of their life are very vastly different.
那保罗的生活内容是什么？
So what's the contents of God's life?
就是
Paul's life.
二十一节。
That's in verse 21.
我活着就是基督。
Simply put, to live is Christ.
所以死就有益处。
And to die is gain.
所以他是走在前面的。
So he's walking in the front.
那我们如果跟他一样。
So if we follow him, just be like him.
我活着就是基督。
If we live, we will be like Christ.
死 对我们是有益处的。
And when we die, it will be beneficial for us.
那如果我们跟着所罗门
，Now if we follow King Solomon,
活着就是为着享乐。
If we live, we live to enjoy.
那死就是虚空。
Then we die, we will die with vanity.
所以不同的生活内容带给人生不同的结论。
So different lifestyle, different like contents of our life gives a different conclusion to the life.
那再深一点，什么叫做我活着就是基督？
Now if we look at deeply, what does it mean to live is Christ?
我们现在看加拉太书二章二十节，然后再翻回来。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.Galatians chapter 2 verse
20. 2章二十节。好，我们一起念哈。二章二十节。
Verse chapter 2 verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. We read together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。二十一节。
Verse 21.
我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就徒然而死。神是义的。
God is righteous.
所以人要靠近神需要有义。
So in order to draw near to God, we must have a righteousness.
那义从哪里来？
So where does this righteousness come from?
义如果借着守律法而得的。
If righteousness comes from obeying the law,
那耶稣就突然死了。
Then Christ died in vain.
也就是说守规条，本身没有办法叫我们成为义人。
In another word, by obeying the law, it will not make us become righteous.
那义从哪里来？
So where does this righteousness come from?
义从主耶稣来。
The righteousness comes from the Lord, Christ.
信他受洗就称义。
By believing him and be baptized, and we are justified.
因为这样我们的生活方式有一个很大不同。
And because of this, our lifestyle has a drastic change.
二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
In verse 20 say, I have been crucified with Christ.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
钉十字架就是死。
To be crucified means to be put to death.
那我就是还没有信主以前那个我，旧的我已经在洗礼的时候死了。
So this I refers to the I who was before that we were baptized. So when we were crucified with Christ, we were put to death.
那现在活着不再是我。
So in the verse follow after, it is no longer I who live.
是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
那这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是我们的生活，我们的想法，我们的一切，到最后都是，照着主耶稣的旨意来做。
In other words, our lives, our thoughts, everything that I do, we do it according to the will of God.
就是神要我怎么做。
Whatever God wants me to do,
我就这样去做。
And I will follow.
神要我怎么生活？
Well, however God wants me to live,
我就这样生活。
And this is how I will live.
那这个叫做基督在我里面活着。
And this is the personification of Christ living in me.
那要到这个程度要经过死。
And to reach this state of mind, we must go through the death.
就是自己，要自我要定死。
In other words, we must put ourselves to death.
这不简单，这是信耶稣的一个很难的功课。
This is not easy. This is a very difficult lesson for a Christian to go through.
所以信主耶稣，不是说洗礼完了没事情。
So it does not mean that for believing Christ after we baptize and everything is done.
我活着就是基督，这个时候每一天努力的功课。
So to live as Christ is something that we must strive for every day.
我们回来看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1.
最后一节，二十节的最后一句话。
Chapter 1 verse 20.Last part of verse 20.
只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
所以无论是生是死，不求我们自己的意思， 被实现，只求神的旨意、神的荣耀在我们身上能够显明。
So whether by life or death, death we are not seeking our will to be fulfilled, but only the will of God to be magnified in our body.
那如果我们人生有这样大的改变，叫做活着就是基督。
So we have this this type of transformation in our life, which in other words means to live as Christ.
那这样的人死了就有益处。
Now when this type of person live this way, when he die, there is a gain.
所以这个是灵性相当高的一个目标。
So this is a goal that we should all strive for.
好，那从第一章的二十一节开始。
So from chapter 1 verse 21, chapter 1 verse 21,
我们可以看到保罗活在两难之间。
We can see that Paul was torn on both sides.
我们看看哪两难。
What's the two sides that he was torn?
保罗的两难之间是什么？
What are the two sides that he was torn?
我们看二十四节哈
，verse
24，保罗的两难之间是什么
？What is the what was the this report referring to when he say he's hard pressed between the two？
第一难是什么
？What's the first difficulty or first challenge？
就是下一句话，情愿离开世界。与基督同在。
The first one is the to desire to depart and be with Christ.
这个是第一个啊。
This is first one.
啊，那另外两难，另外一个是什么
？And what's the other one?
啊，对，在那个二十四节。
Verse 24.
我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。
To remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
啊，所以保罗在监牢里面哦，他说如果可以选择，我真的很难选。
So Paul said that while he was in the jail, if I have to choose to live or to die, it was very difficult for him.
我们现在来想想看哦。
So let us give it some thought.
对我们来讲是一难还是两难
？So to us, is it a difficulty on both sides or just one?
大兄弟，活着较好还是死较好
？Is it better to live or is it better to die?
啊，心的主意。啊，心的主意。
The will of God.
啊，安尼安尼对啊。
This is correct.
如果哈，假使咱家己也当算，我们自己可以选。你要选活着好呢，还是要选死好
？Now, if the choice is up to ourselves, what should we choose? Should we choose to live or should we choose to die?
真歹讲呢。
真歹讲是安那歹讲。
哦，活着只有意义是得带。安尼活着只无意义，敢活地牢哦。
So it's difficult to say if it's to live with meaning, then it's wonderful. But if it's to live without a meaning, and it's like living in a hell, it's very difficult.
我们等一下来讨论啊，是活好还是死好
？So later on, we can have a discussion whether it's to better to live or better to die.
那我们就比较我们的原因跟保罗的原因差在哪里
？And then we can compare our reason against the reasons of Paul.
有时候我们很喜欢我们在最痛苦的时候啊，死就算了，是不是
？Sometimes when we suffer the most, the thought might come to us that it's better to die.
所以你如果去医院看到一个人哇这么痛苦，你为他祷告神啊，如果你没有医治他，让他早日安息吧。
Now, if we go to a hospital visit some patient or brother or sister who suffer, and we might come across feeling that.Sorry for them. That it's better for them to die if they are continuing to suffer.
那我们希望他早日安息，是因为他活得很痛苦。
And we hope that they will die to have peace is because they live with suffering.
但是保罗不一样啊。保罗说：“我如果现在死，哈，为什么是好呢？因为我马上可以跟神同在，那是好的无比了。不是说在监牢很痛苦。”
But this is very different with Paul because Paul said, "If I die, it is better for me because I can be with Christ instantly." And this is much better.
这看起来有差别，但是差没有什么差别，差别很大。
It might seem there's not much difference, but there's actually a very subtle, there's a difference there.
就是表示他对天国，他对来生非常有盼望。
In other words, that he has this assurance of the life to come.
好，那我们再想哦。如果我们选择要活下去，是为什么？
Now, now let's give us the thought that if we choose to live, and what's the reason enable us to choose this way?
有一天你病了，病了很严重，主耶稣说，你可以选，你要活要死都可以，那你要选择活着，为什么？
If one day we're sick and God asks us that you can choose to live or die, and if we choose to live, what's the reason behind that?
Oh, everyone is thinking. Oh.
Some say that the children are still young, I cannot go.
有的人说我辛苦一辈子还没有享受怎么可以死
Some say that I have toiled all my life, I have not enjoyed anything, how can I go now?、
那保罗为什么说要活下去
But what did Paul say, what was the reason that he wants to continue to live?、
我们来看这个25节
Let's look at verse 25
我这样深信就仍住在世间且与你们众人同在使你们在所信的道上又喜乐又长进
And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
就是保罗觉得哈，如果他活下去，他可以帮助信徒的信仰能够进步啊，使他们啊能够多得神的恩典。所以他为着这样，他希望他可以活下去。
So Paul felt that if he continued to live, that he can help the progress of the Christian, the brothers of faith and their joy. So for this reason, he want to continue to live.
所以有的人在病很危的时候，他一直求神啊，神啊，你一定要让我回家去。为什么呢？因为我全家还没有信主啊，这个就是一个。
So there are people who are about to die and they pray to God that God please spare my life because my family hasn't believed and I want to bring them to Christ. Now this is a good reason to continue to live.
他想要活下去的原因是因为他觉得还有很多这个神的工作还没有做完。
So the reason that Paul wants to continue to live because there are many works yet to be done. So he wants to live for Christ.
所以如果我们这样看保罗的人生是什么
So if we look at this way, what is the Paul's life?
善用今生盼望天国
It's to utilize this life fully and to have hope in the life to come.
这是非常高的一种生活
And this is a very, very elevated goal and purpose in life.
善用今生
is to make good use of our life today.
神都给我们有本钱了
God give everyone talent and capital.
要把这个本钱呢、用在帮助别人的信仰、灵性、得救上面。
We must be able to turn this talent and capital into helping other people's faith and help them grow.
那活得很有意义。
And this way, we can live a meaningful life.
那同时，我们每天在盼望天国。
And at the same time, we all hope for heavenly kingdom.
那这样就是死好活好都好。
In this way, it's to die or to live a good either way.
所以26节。
So verse 26.
叫你们在基督耶稣的欢乐，因我再到你们那去就越发增加。
So that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by me, by my coming to you again.
所以这个保罗说，腓立比教会因为信耶稣很喜乐，然后我去，他们喜乐要更增加。哇，这个就很好了。
So here, Paul said that Philippians were joyful, and but their joy will increase when he go to visit them again.
所以我们去到的地方要带给人喜乐。
So what that means is that when we go to a place, we must bring joy to their place.
那怎么带给别人喜乐
？How do we bring joy to them?
就是帮助他们信仰进步。
Is to help them to grow their faith.
那他们喜乐就会增加。
And then their joy will increase.
我们看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并且要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake.
这个下半句我们大概读了有一点心有什么？或者说信耶稣还要为他受苦。
He has said that not only to believe in him, but we also need to suffer for his sake.
那前面先讲蒙恩哦，是有蒙恩哦，但是最后是要为主耶稣受苦。
But here, but on the first part, it says that we receive grace to be granted on behalf of Christ.
三十节
，verse 30。
你们征战，就是你们与你们在我身上所看见、所听见的一样。
So verse 30, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear in me.
所以信仰是一种征战。
So faith is a battle.
要求主帮助，让我们能够得胜。
We must ask God to help us so we can become victorious.
这是第一章。
So this is chapter 1.
那我们现在休息15分钟。
So now let us rest for 15 minutes.
11点半，我们大家来讨论分享。
Let's come back at 11:30 and we can discuss and share.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿们，
我们休息。
在腓立比书第一章有什么要分享？有什么问题可以讨论
？We have Philippians chapter 1 that we just studied. Do we have any question or any reflection that we'd like to share? Philippians is written when Paul was in jail.
那在监狱当中，保罗充满着喜乐。
When he was in jail, he was filled with joy.
那这种超越环境的喜乐是从神来的。
This kind of joy that surpassed the surrounding is came from God.
那我们大家有没有这种经验？大家来分享一下。
Do we have this type of experience that we would like to share?
有没有说信主以后，虽然情况很困难，问题很辣手，但是心里很喜乐，很平安，有没有这样可以分享？
For example, we might encounter affliction or suffering or difficult situations, but however, our heart is filled with peace and joy. Do we have any testimony like this that we would like to share?
还有就是要让基督活在我们里面，这个困难在哪里我们大家来分享一下。
So how do we enable Christ to magnify in us? What is the challenge that we might face when we try to do that? Let us all share our experience on this. Earlier pastor mentioned that suffering is the source of joy. We also talk about.Two choices we have to make, whether to live and to be helpful to our members, or to die and to be with Christ. And these are two challenges, two choices is worth our time to think about. Now, suffering is the source of our joy. I remember there was an elder Guo in Taichung when his wife passed away.He mentioned that it was the most difficult time, but however, his heart is filled with peace and joy. Now, if he is to share this with other people outside of church, then people might think, how could this be possible? They would not be able to comprehend. I remember 17 years ago when my wife became ill, and she was in the hospital for 76 days. And during that period of time, we constantly are facing with the shadow of death every day.And twice she almost died. Through prayer, she was able to be revived again. But it's quite interesting and miraculously. Since I was small, the most joyful and peaceful time that I ever had is when she was sick. Now, every time I share this with my co-worker and friend, they all think I'm crazy.But it is very true, it was during that period of trial that I have the most peaceful and joyful time. Later on, I asked my wife. So I asked her, say, while you were sick, how did you feel? Now, physically, she suffered great pain. But she echoed my same feeling that even though she was under a great affliction, spiritually she had a most joy and peace in her heart. So when we heard a preacher mention earlier that suffering is something that we don't enjoy, but our Lord wants us to look at this from a different point of view, is that suffering is the source of joy. So the peace that comes after the suffering, affliction, that type of peace is something that cannot be surpassed. So that's why in Psalm 119 say, suffering is beneficial for me. Even though we don't like to face it. But if we do run into it, we need to be grateful and thankful. And so this is the part I like to share. To be with Christ is beyond compare. But to be alive, it's more important for you. Now, if you ask, well, if I'm to make a choice, what would I choose? I'd rather depart from this world to be with Christ. This is beyond compare. Now, from a selfish point of view, if you think of that, living in this world is nothing but toys, suffering, and to be with Christ, to die, to be with Christ, isn't that the most wonderful thing? But we cannot be selfish. So when we are alive, we must choose to do things that are beneficial to our brothers and sisters. Then our life will become meaningful in the sight of God. So this is something I'd like to share with all of you.
这个受苦，喜乐的来源，其中有一个原因就是在受苦当中，我们的心跟神特别亲近。
So one of the reason that the suffering and affliction is the source of joy is because when we are in a state of suffering, our heart draw much closer to God.
因为我们需要神啊，所以花很多时间在亲近神。那神充满我们里面，我们就喜乐。
And because we need God and we spend a lot of time trying to pursue God, and when we have God in our heart, and that's where the joy come from.
那平常我们的生活都是世界上的快乐。
But in our daily lives, our lives are filled with the happiness from this world. And these happiness sometimes inhibit us from pursuing God to have a closer relationship with God.
所以，受苦是喜乐，这是一种信仰很可贵的体验。
So to suffer is to have joy. This is a very wonderful experience in our faith.
Sure.
So here stated that Paul to suffer is not for the sake of himself, but for the sake of the gospel. So we know that Paul is preaching because Paul say, woe to me if I don't preach. So I can see that there are two types of suffering mentioned here that Paul want. So Paul, from his perspective, is suffer for the sake of gospel, but we know that Paul stated here he's suffering for the sake of gospel, but then they are suffering. We talk about that because we put ourselves in a situation where we have no choice but have to suffer. And this is very different from what Paul is choosing, because he chooses by his own will that he wants to suffer for the sake of Christ. So I think the suffering that we face is for the sake of our own self-benefit, so our spirituality may be mature, which is very different from the suffering that Paul is facing. So I feel this type of joy is really different, because Paul derives his joy from seeing the growth of the members and brothers and sisters, and I feel like it's a joy from the harvest, But the joy that we receive from our own suffering is very different because it's a growth of our own spirituality and maturity of our spirituality.
如果信仰哦会让我们喜乐，信仰就是一种享受。
Now if faith will enable to have joy, then faith itself is an enjoyment.
哦，不是一个担子。
It is not a burden.
因为会喜乐。
Because we have joy from our faith.
在每个环境你都可以享受我们的神。
Under any kind of circumstances, we are able to enjoy.
因为他是我们喜乐的来源。
Because he's the source of our joy.
所以圣经才有说以神为乐。
Therefore, Bible tells us that to rejoice in the Lord.
那这个以神为乐就是我们灵性的一个，也可以说是一个指标。
So this is also a criteria for us to measure our faith.
当我们在生活中真的以神为乐的时候，表示我们跟神已经非常亲近。
So in our lives, we really can enjoy, rejoice in the Lord. Then it proves that we are very intimate with God.
Yeah. 好，那对第一章哈，或者刚刚分享的有什么
？Last week we have a brother visiting from Flushing Church. He has been baptized for 2 years, and we can relate to the joy mentioned in Philippians because this time we truly experience it.So every Saturday after our afternoon service, we usually have a true seeker a fellowship or a newly believer fellowship from 3:30 to 5. And during this period, everyone who attend will bring whatever question they have regarding their faith. And we will all try to pitch in and share. So this brother shared that even though he has been baptized and received Holy Spirit, but He has this question or doubt about whether he really has Holy Spirit or not. So we share with him it's possible that his Holy Spirit is not full, so that's why he is not sure whether he has Holy Spirit or not. So we talk about how one should pray for Holy Spirit. We talk about that one must pray with importunity, pray with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul.Thank God, in the end, the conclusion prayer may be as short as 5 minutes. And this brother shared that it felt like God has opened his heart once again. And while he was attending and listening to everyone sharing, he was greatly moved, and he felt like he could understand everything that was talked about. Even he could understand English, even though that his English is not very good.But what's more miraculous is that while he was praying at the end, he felt there was a power came from above and poured down on him, on his head. And he can feel that his tongue changed when he was speaking in tongue. And he can say for sure that he has Holy Spirit. And so he was filled with joy. And when he testified to us, we were all filled with joy as well.Thank God.
我们还有五分钟啊，我们有没有什么分享问题要讨论
？We still have 5 minutes left. Anything else you would like to share or reflect upon?
有没有谁可以分享？我本来都没有喜乐，后来变成很喜乐，这个过程怎么变成
？Does anyone have anything to share regarding that?You once have no joy, but you've gone through this process of receiving joy from God.
那个安乐死有关系啊。如果一个人在生命的最后一段哈，我们是求神让他继续活下去好呢，还是让他上天国好
？So if a person is the last stage of his life, what should we pray for? Should we let him go in peace, or should we pray that he can continue to live?How can we know that whether one can go to heaven or hell after he died? Now, if this person is to go to Hades after he died, then when we ask him to let him go, we are basically accelerating him to go to hell or go to Hades. Now, if we know for sure the person is going to heaven, now this would be wonderful. But we are not God. We don't know where this person is going. So we can only see two reactions from people when their relatives are suffering. Is that when their relatives suffer, they feel bad. They don't want them to suffer and don't want them to go. Another reaction is that we can no longer bear to see the suffering that they are enduring, so it's better for them to go. In this type of situation, only doctor knows whether the effort is worth it to try to save the person's life. Now, if a doctor say it's not worth the effort to try to save the person's life, then we'll just leave it at that and follow whatever doctor's advice. Now, because I heard about the story that there was an old lady who was the hospital made effort to save her, and she was able to live 2 more weeks. But during these 2 weeks, she suffered greatly, and in a lot of pain. And because everyone tried make their best effort, tried to revive her. And then after she regained her consciousness, she found out she was still alive, and she was very upset. And she yelled, "Why do you try to revive me?" Because she was under great pain. And it was under this state of mind she later on died with this mindset. Now, doctor did say that it's probably best to let her go by natural cause, but the relatives will all want to save her. So I think point of view, I think it's best to follow the advice of a doctor, whether it's worth the effort to save the patient or not. Another example would be Elder Lewis, where the whole family and members would pray about this and praying for the will of God. Now, we don't have a right to determine whether this person should live or should die. And we don't know whether this person will go to heaven or go to hell after he died or she died. So we should entrust everything to the hand of God, because we know that God will make the right, the correct.
谢谢啊，我们时间已经到了啊，我们现在一起来祷告，就结束我们今天的查经。
Now we conclude our time is up. Let us all stand up and pray together.
一起来祈祷。
奉主耶稣的圣名祷。